Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 163 of Total Retail Talks. In today's episode, executive editor Joe Keenan sits down with Kent Zimmerman, vice president of digital at Shoe Carnival. Listen in as they discuss personalized targeting of marketing communications, specifically in email. All recorded live at this year's CRMC in Chicago. And now, on to the show.
Hi, I'm Joe Keenan of Total Retail. I'm here at CRMC in Chicago. I am joined by Kent Zimmerman, who is the Vice President of Digital at Shoe Carnival. Kent just presented here at the show, and he's going to have a couple questions based on his presentation. So
you bet,
thanks
Joe.
For joining me, Kent.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit. You talked a lot in your presentation about leveraging data to kind of personalize the experience in your marketing campaigns as well. My first question is, maybe you could tell us a little bit about, how Shoe Carnival is using data to personalize marketing.
Sure. So, we are really making a pivot and a transition from mass media, which is really kind of spray and pray. We're blasting things out, right? The same message to everyone. We're trying to transition that, not necessarily move completely away from it, but augment that with more targeted marketing to our customers, to prospects, and to our existing customers, and to folks who used to be a customer and maybe have lapsed and they're inactive in our file. So, we're leaning heavily on the data that we have around our loyalty program. We've had it around for about 8 years, and so we've got a nice pool of first-party data to work from, where we build audiences, and then based on the segments that we build from there, we take that out to, the open web, Facebook, pretty much anywhere where we can utilize an audience, we're going to.
Yeah. So I was going to ask, is that a cross-channel? So using it, I would imagine, for email, social?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So we found that, from a social standpoint on Facebook, these audiences are performing so much better than kind of the off-the-shelf audiences that you might build within Facebook. We're really able to model what our customer looks like. And then now that we know what our customer looks like, hey, let's go prospecting for customers that look like that.
Yep.
and who are maybe shopping our competitors.
Yep. So as we were talking, you mentioned loyalty and your loyalty program. And I understand you're going to be kind of revamping and rolling out a refined version of that coming up. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, where you were with your loyalty program and kind of where you want to see it going forward.
Yeah, sure. So we built our started our loyalty program maybe 7 or 8 years ago. Largely you signed up for the program in store when you're making a purchase. When we launched more of our digital properties, we started using some digital campaigns to help grow the program, but still the bulk of it is our most loyal shoppers. And we still see a really high penetration of transactions in store are loyalty transactions. So that's continued, the program has continued to grow over the last several years. But what we found is a lot of our customers, our most loyal customers, continued to take advantage of the program. Mm-hmm. But we've got a lot of people in the program who probably don't understand the value of it or aren't getting a lot of value of it. So we're in the process of kind of rebooting the program later this month, and we're going to add a gold tier, right, for folks who spend at a certain threshold and higher. We're going to give them free shipping online. We're going to let them come into the store and pick, or online, and pick their double points day. So if you, you're shopping, if you're a mom and you're shopping for your kids for back to school, and we have a lot of customers that do this, right, that kind of make a big spend all at once. We're going to give them the opportunity to kind of pick the day where they're going to earn double points. And that's a bonus that's just available at that tier. And then beyond that, we're basically just refining the program and trying to make it something that our customer feels that there's a lot of value in. Mm-hmm. And using it as a way to help understand what our customers are looking for from us as well.
Yeah, so you bring up a good point that, obviously, part of the challenge is to getting them to sign up for the program. But once they're in the program, they're a member, you know, understanding that value and taking advantage of it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
I mean, it's you know, loyalty is kind of a trade-off, right? So we're willing to monetize some points and give you rewards for you kind of sharing some information with us and helping us understand how we can be better. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we truly personalize the experience for our best customers.
Sure. Yeah. So let's talk about Shoe Carnival has pretty extensive brick-and-mortar presence.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what are you doing to, as customers, you know, shift between channels as they're making buying decisions, you know, to kind of integrate that data that you're collecting in both channels and try to get that, you know, single view of the customer?
Sure. So, you know, we've done several things over the past few years, both operationally and from a marketing standpoint. About 3 or 4 years ago, we started shipping all of our e-com orders directly from our stores. So we roll up all of our inventory across 415 stores, and we expose that inventory to anyone who's on a mobile device, anyone who's online, they're browsing. And if you're in a store and you can't find a size, like say you find a style or a color you really like that shoe, but we don't have it in that size, that store can also look at the entire company's inventory.
Yeah.
And we'll ship that to you no different than if you were online. So operationally, that set us up for things like in-store pickup, and we're also looking at, you know, how do we leverage that to do maybe same day or within like 4 hours or delivery, curbside pickup, that sort of thing. So beyond that, we take all of our transactions offline, all of our offline transactions, and we feed that into some of our marketing systems, feed that back up into Oracle Data Cloud so that we can try to understand, help identify marketing campaigns where the customer is largely shopping at retail, not online.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if we're only looking at online transactions for our digital spend, we're going to miss those retail transactions, and we may inadvertently shift budget dollars away from something that's working really well in the store.
Yeah, true. So let's talk about business benefits you're seeing. You know, you mentioned that, you know, kind of this shift from a kind of the spray and pay model to really targeting your mm-hmm. communications with your customers. I would imagine you're seeing, you know, higher conversion and, you know, can you talk about some of the things you've seen since kind of shifting approaches here?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we really kind of look at some of our targeted marketing is, you know, we do a lot of retention marketing, and then we're doing obviously a lot of acquisition marketing. The return on investment we're seeing from some of our acquisition and prospecting campaigns is well and above what we would typically need to see from a break-even standpoint. So these aren't just effective prospecting campaigns. They're profitable prospecting campaigns. So, and they're helping to build the top of the funnel, and those customers eventually, we hope, you know, get into our Shoe Perks program. You know, on the retention side, you know, one of the first things that we saw when we first started doing this is that the customers who are in the oldest section of our house file, the 36-month plus, they hadn't interacted with us in 3 years, were coming into store. So we weren't reaching them through the newspaper. We weren't getting their attention on TV. None of our traditional marketing efforts were encouraging that customer to get into the store. But once we started really targeting them from a content standpoint, and really just it's a matter of following them wherever their eyeballs go, because they're, you know, they're somewhere in this digital space, right? But we can't predict where they're going to go, but we can, once they land there, show them the Shoe Carnival brand, show them the Shoe Carnival message, and that's had a tremendous impact. And I think over the last 2 quarters, you know, our store traffic has started trending in the right direction. It's, you know, store traffic at bricks and mortar is tough, man.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And sometimes you look at flat traffic and you think, well, you know, that's kind of the new up, right? So if you're flat, you're up. You know, and we're actually seeing, you know, in places like Philly and other places that we're having a significant impact on traffic. And I think a lot of this is due to the shift that we've made in terms of how we're targeting the customer.
Yeah. And then my final question, Ken, as you mentioned, the new rollout of the loyalty program. You know, what kind of plans do you have in place to continue to grow that customer loyalty?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, we want to. We really have two plans for the program. We want to continue to grow it, right, and move customers who aren't currently part of the program and get them to see the value. I think we believe there's a huge benefit of our customer base that they just didn't see value, so they didn't join the program. So we have to do a better job of educating them and showing them that value and get them to move kind of down the funnel into the program. And at the same time, you know, I think we have to work on retention of that program so that when we have them, we keep them. And, you know, I think we're going to continue to look at tiering. You know, I think that's one of the things that a lot of retailers are doing that seems to be pretty valuable. Let's reward your best customers, mm-hmm. and let's give, you know, kind of the casual shoppers some incentive to move up into that higher tier. And, you know, and then we start looking at things like interaction and just engagement with the brand in our stores as a way to earn points instead of just a transaction as a dollar, you know, a point. So help us market the program a little bit, right? Share mm-hmm. things on Facebook, forward emails. Yeah, anytime you engage with us, leave a review, right? So it's a great currency that I think we need to continue to evaluate and hopefully, you know, let our customers earn more points quicker.
Yeah. Great. Are you promoting it in store? So, like, when associates are working with the customer?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we used to incent our store associates, and we still, obviously, everyone is incentivized to help educate the customer about it. But that's really our biggest growth channel is when they're in the store.
Yeah.
And they've got a box in their hand, right? I mean, obviously, on the site, we do everything that we can to try to educate that customer. But, you know, when they're getting ready to buy and they're not a Shoe Perks member, you know, we need to do everything that we can to help them understand what they could get from that purchase.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Kent Zimmerman of Shoe Carnival for joining me today here at CRMC.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this episode, be sure to visit our podcast channel page at www.mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher, but be sure to subscribe to our podcast channel page as well. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.